Welcome to The State here on Wednesday, April 17th, where we bring you the headlines that matter. I'm your host, Rachel Fulton. For our first story of the day, focusing on campus news, MSU's Residential College in Public Affairs and International Relations, James Madison College, hosted an open forum Monday night for students to discuss concerns regarding a lack of diversity, equity, and inclusion in the college. The forum was a response to a letter released earlier this month. In that letter, James Madison College students condemned the institution for cultivating and perpetuating an environment and culture where marginalized students are clearly unwelcome. The letter was written by the Madisonians for Justice, which is a collective of students devoted to promoting equity and inclusivity in the college, according to a statement from the unofficial organization. It was sent to the JMC Deans, Faculty, Staff, College Inclusion Committee, and Faculty Affairs Committee in February, and was released publicly on April 5th, according to a joint Instagram post from the JMC Women of Color Coalition, JMC Wilma Mankiller Society, and W.E.B. Du Bois Society. The letter said students of color in James Madison classes bear the burden of educating their classmates on their lived experiences. These students are tokenized and face the invalidation and reappropriation of their experiences, which is exacerbated by the power imbalance between students and professors, the letter said. The letter also says that professors and staff members of color face similar tokenization, and they have the disproportionate burden of supporting marginalized students while being offered little support. The letter said JMC is familiar with complaints about a lack of diversity, equity, and inclusion, but these problems have not been addressed until Black student organizations and faculty brought them to light. It listed examples of actions taken by the Black Madisonians, senior Black faculty members, and the W.E.B. Du Bois Society. In response to Madisonians for Justice's letter, Dean Cameron Thies said the college has been transparent in providing the retention and demographics data requested. According to Cameron, members of the JMC administration have met with student representatives since the letter's release. For our second story, focusing on more campus news, a group of five suspects assaulted two victims based on sexual orientation bias at the Michigan State University main library, according to an email MSU police sent out to students and faculty on Monday. The hate crime occurred at the MSU library at 5:45 p.m. and was reported to MSU police at 5:50. The email stated that the suspects were intentionally selecting the victims because of the perpetrator's sexual orientation bias. "We don't want any type of violence happening on our campus," MSU spokesperson Emily Gurant said. "We want anyone who's on our campus to feel safe while they're here, whether that's because they are a student or because they are a visitor on campus using the library. It's important people feel safe at MSU." For our final story of the day, focusing on community news, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention held a 5K last Sunday. The walkout began at noon and had 250 people in attendance. The proceeds raised will be used for suicide prevention education, supporting survivors of suicide loss, and suicide prevention research. Suicide is one of the leading causes of death in the U.S., and the number of deaths increased by 2.6% between 2021 and 2022, according to the CDC. Many attendees took part in the event and expressed their devastation and heartbreak from the increase in suicide rates, as well as those affected by mental health issues. And before we end our episode, today's weather forecast is predicting rain showers in the morning, with thunderstorms developing in the afternoon, with potential for severe thunderstorms, with a high of 71 and a low of 49. Thank you for joining us here for The State, produced by The State News and Impact 89 FM. You can find us online at statenews.com and impact89fm.org. And we'll be back tomorrow with more news.